Hi, everybody. It's Nina Taylor, and today my guest is coming all the way from the great state of Georgia. You might know him from the group Men of Standard. He's on his own now, and he has an awesome solo career. We're talking to Minister Lowell Pye. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, good. First, how's the weather in Georgia?
Well, you know, today was a really nice day, but the weather's been really, it's been really hot here in Atlanta. It's 95 and 94. It's been really hot, so I'm ready for some cool weather.
Okay. All right. Well, take me back. As I said, now, was Men of Standard the first group that you ever sang in?
No. You know, I started singing, you know, at the age of 3 in Detroit, Michigan. Grew up in Detroit, Michigan. Then I started singing quartet with a quartet group called the Junior Echoes. And then from there, other quartet groups. And then 1990, I met John Dickey. And I started going on the road with him and sang with John for 4 years, from 1990 to 94. And we started Men of Standard. Me and Isaac started Men of Standard in 1996. And then from there, we did just going on the road with Men of Standard. And I think maybe around, let me see, probably like 2008, 2009, we embarked upon a solo career. My first record came out in 2010. Mm-hmm. And then another record came out 2014. So we've been doing it for a while. Professionally, we've been doing it for about 27, 28 years now. So God has been really faithful to me. And just love what I do. Love what I do. I was posting the other day on Twitter where I was born, because I did about 3 days in a room somewhere. And I was just saying, I just love what I do. You know, I love that God has allowed me to travel the country, going so many different places, meeting so many different people, and just pouring out my heart that what he's given to me to give to the people. So it's been a great journey.
Okay. Now take me back. I didn't know about your background in quartet. What do you like in quartet?
Well, I mean, you know, I grew up that. You know, when you know, my daddy sang quartet, my mom sang quartet. You know, I just think, you know, when you listen to quartet, what makes you love quartet is the drive.
Yeah.
You know, the drive, and, you know, it's a real quick song. You know, you're going to sing the verse twice, chorus maybe a couple of times, then you're going straight to the bell. You know, that old bridges and all that kind of stuff. And you just drive it. You drive it as long as you can drive it. Mm-hmm. So I grew up on that, and I just loved it. I used to go to the concerts and programs. We would call them programs back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would have the keynotes, and they would have the Jews, they would have Dot McKenzie came on the scene, and then the Clouds, my favorite quartet group, is the Monte Carlo Tour. I'm a total guns fan. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's how I grew up. And then we would go, my mother would take me to a 3 o'clock concert on Sunday, program on Sunday, then we have a 7:30 program. And I'd be like, Mom, were you ready to go home? Ain't no more programs? No, we ain't going to no more programs. We got to go to school tomorrow. So, that's how I grew up, and I just loved it. And, you know, but the thing was, when I was young, I always wanted to do something even bigger. Nothing is wrong with quartet, because I love quartet music. But I just, you know, I fell in love with the Winans. Pastor Bishop Marvin Winans is my mentor. You know, I've been knowing him ever since I was in the third grade. And I grew up listening to them, and then Commission came on the scene. Commission, so I got a chance to, you know, listen and to really love both worlds, quartet, and then you have contemporary music. And then when you look at Men of Standard, Men of Standard is a traditional group with a contemporary feel. Mm-hmm. So we kind of sing, you know, a little bit of everything. And so that's how I grew up. And, man, quartet, it's in me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm born in it.
Okay. Now, you're in the studio right now working on some new music. What's that? How's that going to be? What's that going to be about?
Well, my heart is really about worship. I love worship. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do a worship record, and we're putting some good stuff together. I'm probably like about 2 or 3 songs in. Really got some nice music, and I've been sharing it. When I finish a song, I'll get on social media like Instagram and Facebook, and I'll just let, you know, people hear the song. And so it's been really, really going well. You know, we're probably going to put a single out the top of the year, and then the album maybe the latter part, or middle part of the year, whatever. But I'm not rushing. I don't want to rush.
No.
Because a lot of people, when they do records, they rush the record. You know, they rush it to put it together. You know, there's so much music, as you already know, that's coming out, that have came out. And so I said, Lo, just take your time and wait to the top of the year to put some new music out, and then you can start fresh the whole, you know, the beginning of 18 and see what happens. So I'm excited about the new music. The name of the record is going to be called Encounter. And I'm just excited about that. So we're moving forward.
Okay. Now, you've traveled all over the world. What's some of your favorite countries besides the U.S.?
London, Germany, the Virgin Islands. That's it. Yeah. That's the only place. I was supposed to go to Africa, but I'm not ready to go over there yet.
You're not ready to go to Africa?
No, I'm not ready to go here yet, but I plan to go in 18.
Yeah.
Because I'm always getting calls to go to Lagos. I think it's Lagos.
Yeah.
Lagos or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nigeria.
So, you know,
yeah.
We just, you know, I feel like this. I'm scared of needles. And I think you have to get a bunch of shots and all that stuff. So
yeah.
I'm just being honest with you. So we plan to go next year. The God is really going to, it's pulling me in that direction. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But those are places I really, really love to go to, you know. But you know what? I'm going to be honest. The Lord has been so good to me. And I always tell people this, you know, aspiring artists. I really want to do what we do, aspiring artists, singers, and young groups. Just be faithful to the call of God that's on your life, not the things that comes along with the call. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times we get so intrigued by Grammys and Doves and Stellas, and we sit up and forget about the call of God that's on our life. And when you've been called by God, sometimes you might not win a Stella, you might not win a Grammy, and we all want to do that. That's wonderful. But what if it doesn't happen? Does that mean ministry don't go forth? No. Ministry still go forth. And as long as you're committed to the call of God that's on your life, he takes his stamp, his approval on your gift. And you start singing in front of people that you never thought you would sing in front of. It was just be committed to the call of God that's on your life, not the things that comes along with the call. And whenever you're committed to the call of God that's on your life, he takes his stamp and stamp his approval on your gift. Find yourself singing in front of people that you never thought you would sing in front of, going places that you never thought you would go. And because of the obedience to be committed to the call. And that's what I've been doing for my life, just being committed to the call all my life. And because of that, God just brought me in front of a great man. And I've been singing for 27 years, haven't worked a 9-to-5 since 1996. And God is taking care of me. He's taking care of me. You know, I owe him everything because it's all him.
That sounds wonderful. That was a good word, too. All right. We're going to look forward to that new album called Encounter coming up pretty soon. And we're going to talk again, right?
You know we are. We're going to be talking in the next couple of months because I want you to share this new music that I'm going to release in the atmosphere to all your supporters, your listeners.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for being on the show today.